What is the difference between this trade and an ISIS suicide bomber? That's a question quoted from Kenai Peninsula Borough Assemblymember Stan Wells' letter published in the Peninsula Clarion newspaper on the first of the month. His answer? Time. The ISIS suicide bomber takes out two or three generations in a heartbeat. The drug dealer takes out multiple generations over an indefinite period of time. Those words made a handful of borough residents mad enough to testify at a recent borough assembly meeting.
Matthew Cook, Soldatna. I'm trying to become one of these new business people. I served my country in the Persian Gulf and Somalia. How dare you? If you were 50 years younger, we keep trying to drag down this new industry. Let's not have it go on in our borough. Let's equate these people who are going to be licensed business people and not drug dealers and definitely not ISIS suicide bombers.
The testimony came just as Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly members were poised to introduce an ordinance calling for a borough-wide vote on whether to ban commercial marijuana within the borough. Voters would decide whether to ban all four marijuana license types: growers, retail stores, manufacturers, and testing facilities. Kenai Peninsula cities, including Homer and Kenai, would not be affected by the ban. Soldotna's city council has already banned commercial marijuana through January 2018. Many borough residents have said they already decided this issue during the statewide vote in 2014. Carrie Harris of Homer also testified. She said she is a former police officer.
I'm going to stand before you today and tell you that I am a proud member of ISIS. And that's hard to say. Because once your blood is blue, it stays blue. But I'm going to say that today because I believe in the democratic process and in voting. To ask for another vote until you win is not democratic. That's spitting on that flag when you stand up there and say, I pledge of allegiance. And to be compared to ISIS for that, well, I'm here to fight for people's rights and protect their vote. And if that makes me an ISIS member, then I'm proud to be one.
Assemblymember Stan Wells of Sterling says his letter gave a marijuana cost analysis. He argued that marijuana costs Alaskans much more money than it could possibly repay through tax revenue. Wells's letter cited a 2012 report from the consulting firm, the McDowell Group, to back up his argument.
Extended health care costs, extended social welfare costs.
Plus, he mentioned the added cost to the criminal justice system and the cost of additional traffic accidents, among other things.
The brutality of marijuana is that it's a very slow, the damage done by marijuana accrues very slowly over a long period of time, which facilitates the spread of the carnage from generation to generation.
Wells says he understands how, at first glance, someone could be offended by the last paragraph in his letter, but he says he never compared anyone to Islamic State terrorists.
The point that I'm trying to make is that the damage done by drugs is cumulative and perpetuated over an extended period of time. And if you look at the number of lives and the cost done, it exceeds anything that ISIS does.
Although Wells lumps marijuana in with all other drugs in his letter, he stresses that he is not comparing marijuana use to the brutality of ISIS. But he says, in his opinion, the carnage the group leaves in its wake is similar to what drugs can do over time. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.